The healthcare detective Frank Lally has written a book for Simon & Schuster about how to get affordable healthcare, called Your Best Healthcare Now. It's available online, in-store, wherever fine books are sold. Mr. Lally is also the health correspondent for Parade, the former editor of Money and George magazines, a senior advisor to healthcare.com, and, of course, Robin Hood Radio's very own intrepid detective. And here he is.
Yeah, well, I'm a busy guy, and I got to walk my dog an hour a day, too, which is great fun, by the way. Listen, I've got some advice about picking your best health insurance, Medicare insurance, and in an open enrollment. Open enrollment ends December 7th, not a minute past that, so you got to make your moves now. And I've also have some very hopeful news and helpful news about finally curbing drug prices in this country. So let's start with Medicare. Only 30% of us bother to shop during open enrollment, which I said ends on December 7th. And that's actually a shame because most shoppers, and I've said this year after year, all the studies show shoppers save money and they get more benefits. Things change. You know, your plan changes constantly. Doctors that you see one year are not there for you the next year. Hospitals come and go. Drugs, they're on the approved list, the formulary, and they're very inexpensive, and next year they're not there at all. And, of course, the prices of the plans and copays and everything else changes from year to year. So shopping is something that's really instrumental in getting better health care through Medicare. But I really kind of understand why people don't do it. I mean, shopping is getting harder every year, and it's harder than ever right now. If you go to Medicare.gov, and you should, it's a good starting place, Medicare.gov, you'll see an average of now 38 plans available for you in your area. But you only get partial information to compare one to another, mostly premiums and deductibles, that kind of thing. You don't see whether or not your doctor is available to you in-network at a low cost, whether your drug is in that approved list. So what do you have to do then? You have to go to each plan and look at the summary of benefits and read all that fine print and then make your comparisons. Well, who's going to do that, honestly? Here's another part of it, and this is really bad this year. If you enter personal information like your zip code and God forbid, your telephone number to get more information, well, that information gets sold by characters to all kinds of call centers all over the country, and then inexperienced agents call you up and try to push a particular plan on you. I got 8 calls a day from some outfit in Austin that I had to ignore. It was very annoying. So this is the kind of difficulty. It is one of the reasons that all-in-one Advantage plans are so popular. They've doubled now. To over 40% of the 60 million people who get Medicare members now have Advantage plans. That's a double in less than 10 years. Plus, you get lower premiums with these plans. I mean, 60% of the Advantage plans have zero premiums. So what do you get for zero? Well, you get to see doctors and you get drugs and you get vision and you get dental, plus extras like rides to the grocery store, rides to your doctors, all for free, free meals, some home care. But there's a lot that these TV pitchmen don't tell you every day. They don't tell you that the benefits are limited. Now, we've talked about these small provider networks. Maybe they're only doctors and providers in one county or one zip code, no cancer center. So if you stay healthy, you might be okay. You get sick, you're in trouble. It's going to come right out of your pocket. And these Advantage dental benefits have dollar limits. 90% of these Advantage plans offer free dental, but with dollar limits. Advantage plans and these dollar limits mean that practically you only have enough benefits to pay for 2 teeth cleanings. You got anything more than that, it's going to come right out of your pocket. And if your dentist is not in this small provider network, well, you go to that dentist and you're going to pay the whole bill out of pocket. Same thing goes with free vision care. Well, the vision limit is usually around $100, though Advantage members average about $200 a month, a year on vision care. So that's $100 out of your pocket. And hearing aids, okay, they're nearly always these very cheap amplifiers, not a true hearing aid. What's more, you may not qualify for very much of this at all. Not for those free rides and those meals and that home health care. It's all in the fine print. And the fine print is in these 38 summaries of benefits that who in the world are gonna read? Certainly, I don't even research that deeply. And I'm getting paid an exorbitant amount of money from Robinhood Radio to talk to you.
No, and that's true. And by the way, this is the same – It's the same theory in a funny way of those wonderful manuals that come with your car or the riders that come with your insurance. No one reads them.
Yeah.
And
who has the time to do that?
Right.
So, look, a couple of tips here. If you're healthy and you don't need many doctors and meds and you think you're going to stay that way, you might actually find an Advantage plan that works for you. Now, I would say this, zero in on PPO Advantage plans that allow you to see providers out of the plan's network at no extra cost or just a little bit extra. In particular, take a look at PPOs from Anthem Blue Cross and an outfit called Clover, if they're in your area, okay? You might find something that works very well for you. Better yet, Get professional help you can trust from experienced Medicare agents. I recommend BGA Insurance, and that's at 855-494-0097. I'll repeat, 855-494-0097. Tell them you heard about BGA from Robinhood Radio. You'll be in good hands. By the way, even if you already signed up, you can change your plan. You have up until December 7th to do that, and people at BGA can help you do that. So, okay, Jill, anything more on enrollment hell that we have to talk about every year?
Just the BGA information one last time.
Okay. It's on the website, too. So you can go to the Robinhood website. It's there, too. But anyway, 855-494-0097, BGA Insurance. Okay. Let's turn, fingers crossed, to more positive news. Now, after 30 years of trying, the Democratic Party is closer than ever to passing laws to save the 60 million Medicare members hundreds of dollars, in some cases thousands of dollars. According to informed sources, the Biden administration has a deal to do the following. First, finally, cap your drug costs in Medicare Part D to around $2,000 a year. Now, you got that? You're taking those medicines in Part D? You'll pay not a penny more than around $2,000 a year. That's fantastic news. There's no limit now. Even if you're taking a cancer drug, as I have in the past, that costs more than $10,000 a month, at the end of the day, at the end of your year, you pay $2,000 and that's it. Also, insulin for deadly diabetes will be capped at $35 a month. Now, many patients are paying around $600 a month. And hearing aids will be covered for people in original Medicare for the first time, even if their amplifiers is better than what we've been getting, which is nothing. In addition, drug companies will not be allowed to raise prices more than today's rate of inflation. All right, today it's 5%, but that's half as much as pharma has been raising prices for at least the last decade. So, Jill, all good, right?
Yep.
But are you ready for the bad news?
Sure.
Yeah, you're a trooper. All right. These big pharma drug makers have bought enough lawmakers with their $300 million of lobbying and campaign contributions to blunt the federal government from negotiating for lower prices through HHS, that's Human Health and Human Services. Now think about this. Big Pharma, making billions of dollars, has one lobbyist for every member of Congress. And $160 million in TV ads lately, just lately, lying that negotiations would hurt medical innovation, which is not true. It's a lie and they know it. So what do you expect? No Republicans, not one Republican, and some key Democrats are limiting the Biden administration to something like this. HHS would negotiate lower prices on only 10 drugs a year. Now wait for it. Starting in 2023 and not effective until 2025. How about that? Plus, HHS can't touch most drugs till 9 years after FDA approval. And they can't touch the very expensive cancer drugs till 12 years after FDA approval, which gives these companies all the time in the world to jack up those prices. Still, Democratic leaders are trying to declare victory. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer called this tentative deal, quote unquote, a massive step forward. But me and others, it looks more like something is better than nothing. We should remember that progressives like Senator Bernie Sanders were hoping to use the negotiating savings on the drugs to add dental and vision benefits to original Medicare. But you can forget about that. So, look, it's not surprising that organizations fighting for seniors, led by AARP, are blasting this deal. AARP CEO Joanne Jenkins said, quote unquote, "It's a monumental mistake for Congress not to fix what's fundamentally unfair. Americans pay three times as much for the same drugs as other countries." And she added, "This warning for the bought and paid for lawmakers like Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey and Representative Scott Peters of California, and there are others. These are Democrats taking $50,000 and $60,000 a year in campaign funding from pharma year after year after year." She said to those people, "Voters 50 plus are a major force in every election." So, Jill, here's where I come down. I mean, capping drug costs at $2,000, catastrophic care, remember that? We talked about it so many times. Capping it at $2,000, that's fabulous. And limiting price increases to inflation, even at 5%, hey, that amounts to a very good step forward. But failing to really allow the government to negotiate lower drug prices is a very big disappointment. That's something that the 87% of the American public wants and Congress can't deliver. Plus, Senator Joe Manchin from West Virginia is blocking a plan to allow millions of poor people in red states to get Medicaid. One plan would let the poor get free Affordable Care Act medical plans. That sounds like a solution. But so far, Dino Joe, the Democrat in name only, Dino Joe says no. So, Jill, where do you stand? Do you see this deal? And it's tentative, by the way, but still, do you see this deal as a Biden victory or another D.C. defeat to Big Pharma?
We all know my view of Big Pharma. And no, seriously. And yeah. And we also know my view, I don't know if I'm even allowed to say this, of who is, despite their public protestations, privately receiving a gajillion dollars. So I'm not really... The kabuki long ago lost its allure. And the reason that I say that is for whatever reason, I'm difficult enough in life to not understand why certain things that make perfectly good sense go unsolved for years and years and years, and regular people who just need a little bit of help suffer. So
yeah, bottom line, there's too much money in our politics.
So when I see that and I see it and nothing keeps on happening and I see it more and
Money has even more sway. I mean, this guy, Scott Peters, is from San Diego. He's got drug companies in his district. Well, he's taken something more than half a million dollars, you know, $560,000 from drug companies alone to stay in power. And Menendez is the same story. A lot of drug companies are in New Jersey, and he's beholden to them. These people have been called out by name. There are lists of them now with every cent they take. And they vote. Blackburn, Marshall Blackburn from Tennessee is another one. Bought and paid for. There are many.
Many.
There are many.
There are many, many.
So, so what do we do? I mean, you know, for something like this, in the middle of a really tense negotiation, I think picking up the telephone, here's a hero. Chris Murphy is fighting for you. And he's a good guy to give a ring and say, I'm with you. And what else can I do to help you and people like you finally get at least more power for the administration to negotiate lower prices? So the original plan that's, that Speaker Pelosi was behind allowed 25 drugs a year to be negotiated, and it was going to go up to 50. So there was going to be some real movement there, and there was none of this long delay that they have built into it. So, look, we're in a very divided country, and there's very divided and divisive politics down in D.C., including divisions in the Democrats that are making this difficult. So I guess we should be happy to say, hey, we're finally capping drug costs at $2,000, and hey, at least these drug companies can't raise their prices 10% a year. We'll keep it to 5. And maybe we'll be able to elect, get rid of some of these lawmakers that are blocking the way and get better laws as we move forward.
And just before I say thank you, Frank, the healthcare detective, I will say that, divisive or not, I bet you line up 10 people and say, would you like lower drug prices? Yeah, you're going to come up with a pretty high number.
It's 90%. It's 90%. 90% of every one of these things.
So really the divided argument's a little on the specious side. Now we got to go look at the people who are getting the money.
What's divided is Congress is divided. What's also divided, our Democratic Party is divided to a point where they've got 50 seats in the Senate, not 50, you know, no more than that. And any one or two of these senators, and they're doing it day after day, can block advances that progressives want. They're called moderates, but frankly, what they're doing is radical.
And
it hurts.
And again, I still have to say thank you, Frank. But if they are being funded, one thing I learned a long, long time ago is if people are paying you for something, the expectation is that in the end, you respond appropriately. Yeah, otherwise, bought. They withdraw the largesse.
Yes, bought and paid for.
Thank you, Frank, right. Healthcare detective and senior advisor to healthcare.com. Send your questions or concerns about finding affordable health care to healthcaredetective@robinhoodradio.com. Frank will try to address as many of your questions as he can on future broadcasts. Also, look for his book, Your Best Health Care Now, available online, in-store, and on my desk.